WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, everyday warriors. It's your boy Dylan Brooks here, back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism. Doesn't that sound like a bunch of ancient philosophers sitting around in togas, sipping on grape juice and debating the meaning of existence? Trust me, it's not all robes and dusty scrolls. Stoicism is about finding practical wisdom for your life, right here, right now. And today, we're tackling something that resonates with so many of us, simplifying your life through minimalism. Ever feel like you're drowning in stuff? Not just physical clutter, but also the constant demands on your time and attention. It's easy to get caught up in a more is better mentality, amassing possessions and commitments that ultimately leave us feeling overwhelmed and stressed. But here's the thing. Less can actually be more. By embracing minimalism, you can free up valuable space, both physical and mental, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a garden. You wouldn't want to overcrowd it with weeds and unnecessary plants, would you? No. You want to cultivate the flowers that bring you joy and nourishment. So, how do we start pruning away the excess and cultivate a more minimalist lifestyle? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Identify your values. Before you can simplify your life, you need to know what truly matters to you. What are your core values? What brings you joy and fulfillment? This could be anything from spending time with loved ones, pursuing creative endeavors, or simply enjoying the quiet moments of solitude. Once you know your values, you can start making choices that align with them and let go of things that don't serve those values anymore. 2. Declutter your space. We all have that one drawer or closet that seems to be a bottomless pit of stuff we never use. Take some time to go through your belongings and honestly assess what you need, what you love, and what can simply be donated or discarded. 3. Embrace the digital minimalism. Our phones and computers are constantly vying for our attention. Take control by setting boundaries around your screen time, unsubscribe from unnecessary emails, and curate your social media feeds to follow accounts that inspire and uplift you. Remember, technology should enhance your life, not consume it. 4. Live intentionally. Every day, ask yourself, what can I do today that aligns with my values and brings me closer to my goals? Make conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy. Say no to commitments that drain you, and yes to activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. 5. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in wanting more, but practicing gratitude for what we already have can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a beautiful sunset. This shift in perspective can help you find contentment and simplicity in the midst of chaos. Think about that time when you finally decluttered your closet, cleared out your email inbox, or took a digital detox. Remember how much lighter you felt. That's the power of minimalism. It's not about deprivation, it's about making space for what truly matters: experiences, relationships, personal growth, and joy. So, I challenge you to start small. Maybe you tackle one drawer this week, or unsubscribe from 5 newsletters. Every little step counts. The goal is to create a life that feels intentional, fulfilling, and free. A life where less is more becomes your guiding principle. Remember, the journey to simplicity is an ongoing process. Don't be afraid to experiment, adjust your approach as needed, and celebrate your progress along the way. And hey, if you find yourself struggling or want to share your minimalist journey with others, hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, warriors, stay strong, stay simple, and keep striving for that life of intention and purpose.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.